The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Ball is safe from going out of bounds. It's picked up by Farmer. Farmer runs it down the near sideline for St. Cecilia. Gets away from Woodward. Drives it down the right side of the lane. In the lane. Her shot good, and she's fouled into play. And Farmer will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play.
This afternoon, it's a Tri-Cities battle from Hastings as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Cam Moore out of the three-point arc gives it to Mestel. Tyler for three, up and in. Tyler Mestel, a three to go with a couple of free throws, and the Stars have cut it back to six.
The Hastings St. Cecilia girls handed Minden their first loss of the season on Thursday night. They're looking to end another undefeated season this afternoon. The Kearney Catholic boys will face a similar test, as St. Cecilia boys are undefeated and ranked number one in Class C2. It's the Stars and Bluehawks coming up next, but first of your Tech C pregame show, we'll take you live to Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And a good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia High School for this afternoon's Tri-City doubleheader between the Hawk and Hawkettes of St. Cecilia and the Kearney Catholic Stars. With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And the girls' game will be the best one in the state matchup-wise today, as the undefeated top-ranked team in C1, Kearney Catholic, is also ranked eighth in the all-class Omaha World Herald rankings. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they are ranked third in Class C2, but they defeated Minden by one Thursday night, and Minden had been undefeated. They were the second-ranked team in C1, and they were ninth in the all-class rankings. Nobody plays a tougher week than Hastings St. Cecilia has done during this week of January, the last handful of seasons. Grand Island Northwest Tuesday, Hastings St. Cecilia went to Minden Thursday, and now they're home to take on Kearney Catholic. Last year, those three teams combined for two state finals and a championship. So, pretty crazy stuff. Northwest and Minden have been checked off in the win column now, and what a week it would be. Probably the best week in school history outside of a state championship if St. Cecilia can complete the trifecta here today. For Kearney Catholic, bottom line is they're finally going to get tested. They have not been tested very much at all so far this year. They have been rolling the competition. They have been running that 40-point lead. The clock continues to move. The last time they played a game that was even within 20 points was the opening day of the holiday tournament, where they beat North Platte St. Pat's, who's 10-2, by 19 points. There's only been a couple of other games, Adams Central and Norfolk Catholic in the season opener, that have even been close. So Kearney Catholic has went a long time here without being tested, and they are surely to be tested here today. Now, they have had the better of the Hawkettes as of late. They've usually been low-scoring, kind of a physical, tough-to-move-the-ball type of games, and Kearney Catholic always seems to find a way to kind of hit a couple of threes and take about a six-point lead out to double digits and win by about that margin. They probably are a little bit deeper than St. Cecilia, especially when you look at the scoring average. Kearney Catholic still has nobody that averages more than 10 points a game. Well, you've got a couple of young ladies for St. Cecilia that average over 16 points a game. We'll get to it all when we bring you the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's take a look now at today's starting lineups, and we're glad to have you along with us. Want to remind you that there is more basketball later this afternoon on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Kearney High is traveling to Grand Island. 5:15 girls, 7 o'clock boys tonight. Randy Bushcutter will have it for you on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Right now, though, time for the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll start with St. Cecilia. Number 2, 5'8" junior is Lil Sheehy. Number 3, 5'9" senior, Claire Hamburger. Number 4, 5'3" junior, Chandra Farmer. Number 5, 5'8" senior, Carly Wright. And number 22, 6-foot sophomore, Lucy Skoke. The first-year head coach is Tim Farmer, assisted by P.J. Henry and Tara Jones. 10-2 on the season. Their two losses coming to 12-1 Lincoln Christian, 58-51. And then right before Christmas, they fell to Sutton, 46-44 at Sutton. And Sutton is currently 8-3. St. Cecilia, third in the Omaha World Herald, fourth in the Lincoln Journal Star. For Kearney Catholic, number 21 is a 5'6" senior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22 is a 5'6" senior, Whitney Colling. Number 23, 5'9" sophomore, Kylie Teal. Number 41, 5'8" junior, Maddie Squires. And number 43, 5'10" sophomore, Anna Squires. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. They're a perfect 13-0 on the season, ranked number 1 in Class C1 and number 8 in the all-class rankings, according to the Omaha World-Herald. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Back with more after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Back of the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with you here at Chapman Gymnasium, getting ready for today's girls and boys doubleheader. Had a couple of tight JV games here today. Kearney Catholic came back and won the boys game, and Hastings St. Cecilia won the girls game, both 5-6 point ball games here this afternoon. So if the varsity games live up to that, we should have a couple of good ones. Of course, the St. Cecilia boys are undefeated and ranked number 1 in Class C2. Other basketball on this Saturday. Cozad is up at Ainsworth today. Amherst will host Anselmo Myrna. Lawrence Nelson is at Axtell. Aurora is at Centura. Adams Central will be at Donovan Trumbull tonight. As we said, Kearney is at Grand Island later today on ESPN Radio. Blue Hill is at Franklin. Elm Creek is at Kennesaw. Elwood at Loomis. Minden travels to McCook. Bertrand is at Overton. Pleasanton is at SEM. Eustis Farnham's at Wilcox. Hildreth and Sutton will host Tri-County. Of course, there's plenty of wrestling going on today as well. The Midwest Classic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Over 25 college teams and 6 high school teams, including Amherst and Kearney High, who will duel each other tonight at approximately 6 o'clock. Next Saturday, the Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament from Loup City will be heard right here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Kearney Catholic will move from left to right, St. Cecilia from right to left. As you view it along your radio dial, the home white and blue trim for the Hawkettes, the dark green and white and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. We're about ready to get things underway here at Chapman Gymnasium. A highly anticipated girls matchup, and the ball is in the air. Skoke and Squires, and it'll be run by Kearney Catholic. They'll quickly fire it underneath, and Maddie Squires with the layup. That is a drawn-up design play that Kearney Catholic tries to do off every single tip if they win it, and they're successful here this afternoon, 2-0. Up the floor with it, St. Cecilia drives the baseline, tries to throw it through the lane. It'll be kicked by Maddie Squires as they were looking for Lil Sheehy on the left wing. Both teams can shoot the outside shot. That will not be a problem today. Farmer nearly 20 points and Hamburger nearly 17 a game, the two main scorers for the Hawkettes. The main scorer, I guess if you would say, is Kylie Teal. She leads the team at just over 10 points a game, but a ton of girls that are between 8 and 10. Try to force it inside to Skoke, but she's well covered, and the ball will be tipped out of bounds again. St. Cecilia will take it out for the second time on this possession. Lob it out of the right wing to Chandra Farmer, the hero from a Thursday night. She hit the game-winning free throw with 3 seconds to go. She'll penetrate, kick it into the corner. Three-pointer Hamburger is good. Claire Hamburger hits the first shot of the ball game for St. Cecilia, and each team scores on their opening possession. 3-2, 45 seconds into the game. Man-to-man defense to be played here by the Hawkettes as Colling brings it into the front court, uses the screen, cut off by Skoke on the backside. She'll hit the trailer. Squires doesn't take it out to Teal for three. It is too strong. Defensive rebound brought down by Lucy Skoke. Baseball pass into the front court to Sheehy. She'll pull up from 17. That one is too strong, and the rebound brought down by Kylie Teal. Kearney Catholic will push the ball up the floor. Teal keeps possession with a left-hand dribble. Swings it to the right side to Prasoski. Guarded up front there by Hamburger. Fakes the three. Goes right elbow to Squires. Back cut. Tried to go to Prasoski. And stepping in front, Hamburger will make the steal. 3-on-2. Hamburger into the front court to Farmer. To the trailer, Skoke. Open on the backside. Layup. Good. And Lucy Skoke makes it 5-2. Hastings St. Cecilia looking good here in the first 90 seconds of our ball game. Colling brings it into the front court, into the corner. Teal, quick three on the way. It's off the heel, no good. Backside rebound, Maddie Squires. She leads the team in boards. To Prasoski on the block to Squires. Anna underneath the double team, no good. Skoke goes over the top and gets the rebound, her second. Outlet pass again. St. Cecilia running and traveling with the basketball will be Claire Hamburger. She started to go up. The ball hit the hip of Whitney Colling, so she lost control and came back down with it. That'll be the first turnover for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic will have to hit some threes here today. I mean, if they're going to shoot as many as they usually do, although it's a man-to-man, they will have to make a few more than they have in the regular season. Colling drives in. Her left-hand runner is no good. She's able to get her own rebound, though, and a second opportunity. No good. Skoke blocks it, takes it away. So a two-minute drought here for the Stars. They scored on the opening tip, and it's 5-2. St. Cecilia will actually have to set up in their half court. Kearney Catholic is manning up a little bit here. They'll switch Teal on the defensive side as the ball will go into the corner, and a walk going to be called on Lil Sheehy. Sheehy was unguarded, decided to take off before she put the ball on the floor. Of course, our game's not only available here on 98.9, but as always on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com for all of the games. Teal with it, starts back out, going to throw it underneath. For some reason, calling it 5-4 as they're trying to post up, and St. Cecilia not biting. The ball will be batted out of bounds. And Whitney Colling will throw it in from the baseline. Everybody is stretched along that baseline vertical. They'll lob it out to the top of the circle to Maddie Squires. Over to Teal. Nothing going, so they'll go into the paint to Anna Squires. Kicks it out on the wing. Prusoski for three. Allie hits it. Allie Prusoski, who from time to time has been a little slow starter, could use a quick one here today. She hits her first shot. Ties the ball game at five with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Stars try to put on pressure, but Chandra Farmer gets it into the front court. Keeps the dribble. Just 5'3 junior. Here's a cut and tripped up in there. A blocking foul on Kearney Catholic as Carly Wright was attacking the hoop. She got stepped on. It'll go on Anna Squires. First foul of the ball game. And St. Cecilia will take it out underneath. So we've worked through those first 3 minutes of adrenaline, and we'll see how things work now that the teams should be settled down. Kearney Catholic into the 2-3 zone. Wright gives it on the left wing to Hamburger, who just dribbles it back up top, skips it over to Chandra Farmer, well out on the right side of the key. Looking to get something going here. She'll take Colling off the dribble, and Colling will reach in from behind and make the steal. Picked it cleanly. Up the floor she'll come. Defense is back for St. Cecilia. Guarded there by Farmer. On the wing to Maddie Squires. Guarded out front by Lil Sheehy. Squires comes in, draws some contact, and will get a couple of free throws. Maddie not afraid to take the ball inside no matter how much defense there is. Chandra Farmer with the first foul on St. Cecilia, and we'll have our first free throws. Squires scored the opening bucket of the ball game, and she'll get two free throws here. First one is on the way, and it is up and in. Kearney Catholic has been an above-average free throw shooting team throughout the season. We'll mention that early just in case things change. Second free throw is on the way, but it is good. Maddie hits them both, and St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout here. With 4:28 to go in the first quarter of play, Kearney Catholic 7, St. Cecilia 5. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Obviously, St. Cecilia coach Tim Farmer saw something he thinks they can exploit. He's using a full-length timeout here with his team now down 7-5. Kearney Catholic will sub in Michelle Messbarger as the only sub this time. They usually go multiple subs, but not quite yet. Inside to Wright, tries to get it to Skok. It's deflected, but right back to Carly, and the left-hand layup is good. Third Hawkett to score. We're tied at 7, 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Maddie Squires at the top of the circle gives it to Sister Anna on the left elbow. Right back to Maddie. She'll dribble the left hand, switch to the right, spin it up there off the rim, won't go. Third board for Skok. She's got all the rebounds here so far in the game for St. Cecilia. Out on the wing, they'll give the ball to Claire Hamburger. Dribbling underneath and walking with the basketball is Claire Hamburger. She was going to dribble through the lane and go with a reverse layup, and then for the defense, she decided to just pull up and back up. Well, when she did, she was called for the walk. Stars will now bring in Morgan Teal and Jordan Streit. Caitlin Long also comes in. The only starter in there is Anna Squires, a near steal on the inbound by Wright. St. Cecilia will sub at the next horn. Wright went for the steal, couldn't get it. Messbarger on the right wing. Pulled up with the dribble, gets it on the block. Anna Squires wants to work the double team. Got tripped up, but she's called for the walk. Second turnover for Kearney Catholic. And checking in for St. Cecilia will be Reganesh and Tarantino. Tino, 5'10", sophomore. Ash, a 5'7", junior. Or maybe 5'7", for Tino. Excuse me, that's Josie Prevett, not Tino. Prevett, 5'8", senior in there. Driving in will be Farmer. 12-footer on the right elbow. No good. Scope got the rebound, but before she can make the putback and over the back foul, going to be called on Kearney Catholic. The foul will go on Morgan Teal. That'll be her first. Second team foul. Hawkettes to throw it in underneath their own hoop. They'll go to the outlet. Farmer back into the corner. Hamburger. One dribble and back out top of the key to Chandra. Underneath, Skoke was left all alone, and she'll hit the layup. Lucy Skoke gives St. Cecilia the lead back 9-7. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Strite will bring the ball across the timeline over to Anna Squires. She'll dribble to the left elbow, tries to cross over to Strite. Back into Squires. Ball knocked away. Pervet. But out towards midcourt, it's still loose. Bouncing around, they can't find it. It's still loose all the way underneath the St. Cecilia hoop and finally picked up by Hamburger in front of the Hawkett crowd. That ball rolled some 50 feet before it was controlled, and almost everybody touched it. Great job by Chandra Farmer. She puts the ball on her hip, says, okay, let's just settle down. Our ball, let's get set up here. Farmer dribble right side off two screens, tries to throw it inside. It's deflected into the hoop. The pass was deflected into the hoop, and Farmer will get credit for the bucket. Ed Littler was on top of that one. You'll see it on Channel 5 tonight. As Messbarger comes to the other end, has it blocked. Farmer ties her up, and the arrow points the way of St. Cecilia. So a little momentum shift here. St. Cecilia with a 6-0 run and a little help from the Chapman Gymnasium gods on that last trip down the floor. A four-point lead here for the Hawkettes. 11-7 with 2:15 to go. And, I mean, it was a swish. It didn't hit the rim. It didn't hit the board. It was deflected and went right through. Farmer picks the dribble up the top of the circle, guarded by Messbarger. Flips it out to Prevett on the weak side. They'll reset, looking for the high pick and roll. Can't execute. Back out top to Hamburger. Claire on a pick and roll, overthrows Prevett, and the fourth turnover for St. Cecilia. Outlet pass is underthrown. Squires comes back to get it. Anna to Messbarger. Nobody guards her. She'll take a 12-footer. It's short. Little contact inside, and Prevett will prevail with the rebound. Stars are stuck on seven ever since the timeout at the 4:28 mark. So they went nearly 3 minutes without scoring. Off the screen, Farmer rolls it to the high post. Prevett looks for the back cut. What a pass, but no shot because she was too deep. And Farmer will kick it back out. Looking at the three as Ash can't get it away. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. 11-7, St. Cecilia. Battle of top three teams in C1 and C2. Good defense by the Stars, playing man, getting away from the zone. Farmer picks up a loose ball and floats it up over long and in. Chandra now, with her first real bucket, has 4 points. Credited her with the deflection that went in. 13-7, St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic into Long. Post move, baby hook good over Skoke. Caitlin Long with a good strong move to the hoop, and that will snap the 8-0 run of the Hawkettes. Inbounds pass stolen right underneath the hoop, but Messbarger missed the bunny. She grabs her head saying, how did I miss that? As most of the gym probably is saying. Three-pointer Esch in transition is off the heel, no good. Rebound Skoke, her fifth already in the quarter. To prevent, she walked. She was trying to lean and get that ball down on the paint. St. Cecilia now with 6 turnovers here. Michelle Messbarger stealing that ball at the other end. And I think when she looked up, she was so close that she didn't have to move and just couldn't get it to roll in. Stars will sub back in most of their starters, calling Maddie Squires, Kylie Teal, Prasoski's in there, and Caitlin Long remains. Calling, trying to work it down low. Good pass to Long. Her layup, no good. Foul. She'll shoot two. We are seeing a lot of bounce passes, a lot of cutting from both teams, trying to get it in on the post. Both teams pretty effective with that. Skoke with her first foul. Each team with a couple of fouls. And Long at the line. And the sophomore puts the free throw up, and it is short, no good. Caitlin, a 68% free throw shooter. She's seen a lot of time, especially in mop-up duty. Now, she comes in as a backup, but they have such big leads that the backups play a lot more than most. The second free throw is no good. Another rebound by Skoke. She's dominating the glass here. She has 2 times as many rebounds as the entire Stars team, but the double team turnover. Prasoski blocked by Wright. Ball is loose. Foul Kearney Catholic. Colling and Prasoski ran the 2-on-1 very good, but Wright found a way to mess it up, make a beautiful block shot, And then she's fouled up the floor by Kylie Teal, her first. Third on the Stars. We've got 9 seconds remaining here in the quarter. 13-9 Hawkettes. Their ball. They have to travel the length of the court. They get it into Farmer. Farmer gets by her defender. Colling trying to stay with her. Behind Skoke. 3 seconds. Looking for anybody that can get a shot away. Esch will force it up. And it is partially blocked by Caitlin Long. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And at home, Hastings St. Cecilia, 13. Kearney Catholic, 9. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Start 2015 with new furnishings and save during the January clearance event on now at Furniture Direct. A four-piece bedroom set with dresser, mirror, nightstand, and a beautiful queen sleigh bed, only $5.99. Check out our selection of TV stands with a fireplace heater starting at only $3.99. Use our convenient 24-month interest-free financing on qualifying purchases. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. Ready to go to the second quarter. Kearney Catholic will have possession. In the first quarter, turnovers a big story. St. Cecilia 7, Kearney Catholic 2, but St. Cecilia won the battle of the boards 8-3. 13-9, St. Cecilia. Squires open off the screen for a three, and Maddie drains it. Squires with 7 of the 12 points, and the Stars are within 1. Kearney Catholic now 2-4 from the outside, 1-2 for St. Cecilia. They break the press. They attack the defended shot by Sheehy. No good. It's tipped out to Carly Wright. Wright will swing it over the right side, picked off Maddie Squires. Squires up the floor, one on about everybody, and it gets deflected. The Stars will grab it to Teal. Now she's unguarded, pulls up from 13. It's in and out, no good. Long, another rebound, and she'll score. Might have walked, but they didn't blow the whistle. She fell off balance, and Caitlin now with 4 points, and Kearney Catholic with a quick start to the second quarter regains the lead. 14-13, and a timeout will be called here by St. Cecilia. Just a few seconds into the second quarter, it'll be their second timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, with 7:10 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic 14, St. Cecilia 13.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
We're back here at Chapman Gymnasium. After the quick timeout by St. Cecilia, they'll have the ball, trailing 14-13. Kearney Catholic with 5 points here in the first 45 seconds to regain the lead. St. Cecilia comes out of that, and some miscommunication there between Sheehy and Farmer. They both look at each other and go, what happened? They just kind of drew something up there during the timeout, and that's the 9th turnover for the Hawkettes here in the first half. Prasoski will bring the ball up the floor. A lot of screen action here. She'll look inside, almost walked with it to Maddie Squires. Back out of the wing to Teal. Teal forces her way into the paint, then lobs it into the corner. Anna Squires, all she can do is throw it back in, and it's going to be grabbed there by Lil Sheehy. Third turnover for Kearney Catholic. Sheehy in the front court, right corner. A lot of aggressive play on both sides. Very few half-court sets, but Wright is wide open. They lost her. She missed the layup, and then she gets the rebound and is fouled. So we've seen a couple of bunnies missed on each end here. The foul will be on Maddie Squires, her first and the fourth team foul on Kearney Catholic. Two free throws for Carly Wright. Had a bucket in the first quarter. Farmer and Skoke each credited with 4 points for St. Cecilia. The free throw is no good. That's the first free throw attempt of the game for the Hawkettes. Second free throw on the way, and it is too strong. Maddie Squires will grab the second rebound for her in the game. Baseball pass up to Teal. Oh, tried to force it under Colley, and Skok was there the whole time. Nice job by Lucy Skok to make the steal. St. Cecilia running to the other end. Wright's open again, and the layup good. You're seeing a couple of teams that not quite used to the other team being as quick as they are. The benefit for St. Cecilia playing this crazy schedule this week is they are used to it. The Stars aren't, as Colling will force the issue. And a foul called here on St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer getting her on the arm. Her second. Hawkett fans did not like the call as Colling will go to the line. All three fouls on St. Cecilia have been on the shot as the left-hander puts it up and in. First point of the ball game for Whitney. And we are tied at 15 with 6:04 to go here in the first half. And coming in for Teal will be Caitlin Long. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Colling hits them both. The Stars back up by one, 16-15. St. Cecilia with the basketball, facing full court pressure. St. Cecilia doing a good job of handling that. That's not really where the turnovers are coming. Farmer between the circles, Prasoski on her. Bounce pass left wing. They've went back to the matchup zone. They've played a little man. They've played a little zone. Crossover dribble, Hamburger. Really looking for Skok inside. Long's kept busy on that zone as Wright drives the right baseline, picks her dribble up. Now she's trapped, but Farmer comes back door. Wraparound pass, no good, and then she's fouled on the rebound by Anna Squires. A lot of second chance opportunities and offensive rebounds here for St. Cecilia. And for Anna Squires, that'll be her second. And Prevett will return for St. Cecilia and Kylie Teal for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia ball underneath their own hoop. Don't forget Hastings College currently playing. That's on 1230 KHAS. Women's game underway. Inbounds Farmer. Long three for Shander. Almost banked it in from the right wing. Rebound's going to be brought down by Carly Wright. Her and Long go to the floor, and a foul will be called. And it is on Caitlin Long, her first. So three fouls here in the last 40 seconds or so on Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia will take it out underneath. Lob it to the right elbow, Prevett. Prevett, bounce pass, too low for Hamburger. She does get it back, and they'll reset, kick it out top to right, and get it into the hands of Chandra Farmer. Good, solid game so far. Both teams have had the lead. Prevett gets it inside. Now back out in the corner, Hamburger. Open look from the right corner for three. It is no good. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Lil Sheehy. Back out to Chandra at midcourt. Guarded there by Colling. 16-15 Stars, 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Kearney Catholic setting in that 2-3 zone. Hamburger drives, bounce pass through the zone. Underneath, the ball blocked by Squires, but right to Prevett, and she'll score. So a couple deflections going the way of Hastings St. Cecilia, and they are really being observant, keeping their eyes, keeping focused at all times, and that's why they picked up a couple. Again, Colling out of control, blocked by Prevett. Steal made. To the other end comes St. Cecilia, right underneath the hoop, layup for Hamburger. 5 points for Claire, and now a little run by the Hawkettes. They're back up by three, 19-16, with 4:20 to go here in the half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, preview of the boys' game, let you know what else is going on. Crossover dribble, Maddie Squires over to Prasoski, loses her defender, Hamburger. Drives back out to Squires for three. Maddie is no good. Rebound brought down by Sheehy. Sheehy will slow it down to Farmer. 4 minutes to go, first half. Sheehy right wing, inside to Prevett, cut off by Long, skip pass over to Farmer, ball fake around Prasoski, 12-footer, comes up short, no good. Maddie Squires will grab her third rebound, and the Stars trying to go deep with the outlet pass, has it knocked away, now Teal will pick it up, and it'll be defended well on the shot by Lil Sheehy, she'll get the rebound. Stars wanted a foul, didn't get it, at the other end, a charge, and that's on Sheehy. You're not going to knock Caitlin Long over, but Long was the one they say was set, and Sheehy will pick up her first foul. So they were letting them play there for a little bit. Finally had to blow the whistle to slow things down. Multiple subs will set the five on the floor, starting with the Stars, Messbarger, Streit, Morgan Teal, Long, and Kylie Teal. And they have the ball. We'll set St. Cecilia for you when they get the ball. Messbarger into the corner to Morgan Teal, down by three. Been on 16 for a while. Both teams, they score about two or three in a row as Teal takes a long three and hits it. Kylie Teal with her first bucket of the ball game. We're tied at 19. On the floor for St. Cecilia, Sheehy, Hamburger, Prevett. Also in the ball game is going to be Esch and Kissinger. The ball stolen away at the other end. Messbarger trying to find a way to get a shot away, and she's going to be fouled before that. 10th turnover for St. Cecilia. That was in the trap. Claire Hamburger, her first. 5th team foul. 19-19, 3:02 to go here in the first half. And Lucy Skok will re-enter, and Kearney Catholic is going to use their first timeout of the basketball game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC, 19-all, 3:02 to go here on Classic Hits.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Big thank you to Athletic Director Randy Ahrens and the great folks here at St. Cecilia, as always, for their hospitality. Kearney Catholic will inbound the ball underneath their own hoop. Tied at 19 here at St. Cecilia with 3:02 to go in the first half. Jordan Streit dribbles to the left elbow. Good power move. Gives it off to Messbarger, and she is tied up by Chandra Farmer, and the arrow points the way of St. Cecilia. Started to go with that dribble drive, and Messbarger just got it pinned against her hip. So now it'll be into Farmer. They try to double-team her. She dribbles right through it. St. Cecilia has numbers as the Stars sprint back. Farmer hits the trailer. Sheehy open three. No. They've missed four in a row. Offensive rebound and another travel called on St. Cecilia. You can live with that. Skok did a good job to grab the loose basketball but had nowhere to go and ended up walking with it. 19-19. It was 13-9, St. Cecilia at the end of one. So they're about on pace for their normal score over the last couple of seasons. Ball deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Kylie Teal as Sheehy went for the steal. She's guarding Kylie, trying to set the pick and roll. Long covered, the pass deflected, luckily, because it was underthrown out to Morgan Teal. Her three-pointer is good. So the Stars are 3 of 4 from outside here in this quarter, and St. Cecilia nearly turns it over, and a loose ball foul called on Kearney Catholic. They will call that on Morgan Teal, her second, and it puts St. Cecilia into the 1-1. 22-19, Kearney Catholic, St. Cecilia. They could use a few points again. They scored back-to-back buckets. They were down 16-15, have been stuck there for a while, then got the 19-16 lead, and they've been hanging on that for a couple minutes. Scoring spurts by both teams. And the 1-1 now for Chandra Farmer on the way, and it is good. 5 points now for Chandra. 22-20, Maddie Squires back in for Kearney Catholic. For St. Cecilia, they shoot 61% from the line. Farmer, 68%, but she hits them both here. 6 points for Farmer, and it's back to a one-point game, 22-21, Kearney Catholic. Full court man-to-man on by St. Cecilia. Esch covering Maddie Squires to Messbarger. A three in transition from the top of the key is no good. Rebound brought down by St. Cecilia. It is the eighth for Skok. They want to run. Farmer trying to get it underneath to Esch, but Maddie Squires got a hand on it. Tell you what, we've got some really good passing. Even if not everyone is caught on the other end, they sure aren't getting picked off very much, as we've seen a lot of cuts, a lot of bounce passes through the paint here today. Prasoski and Colling back in for Kearney Catholic. Kylie Teal, Long, and Maddie Squires in there. Anna Squires has been on the bench for a while with a couple of fouls. St. Cecilia will inbound it. Nothing on the inbounds play from the corner as they were looking for Hamburger to get a shot away. So they'll rotate it out to Farmer. Back to the left-hand corner to Hamburger. 1:45 to go first half, 22-21. Kearney Catholic undefeated against a St. Cecilia team that beat undefeated Minden just Thursday night on the road. High screen and roll. They try to get it on the post to Sheehy. She's defended. She's tied up. We'll get an arrow pointing the way of Kearney Catholic this time. 12th turnover for St. Cecilia. That's what's holding them back. Kearney Catholic with five. They're winning the battle of the boards by just about the same margin, though. And that's why things have evened out. Fouls are pretty even. And obviously the score pretty even. 22-21. Calling into the front court. Stops the top of the circle. Hands it off to Prasoski. Guarded out top by Hamburger. Allie's pass deflected away, but Long comes to get it. Bounce pass into Calling. She can't get by Skok. She'll lob it back into Long. Good move with the right hand. Off the glass and in. 6 points for Caitlin Long, who's having a solid ball game, 24-21. Now St. Cecilia with 1 minute. Could use a three to tie it up. Could be their last possession of the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. So stay with us for that. Download is Skok. She's been quiet offensively for a while. Kicks it back out to Sheehy. Skip pass right side. Hamburger. A little push off on Squires. Got the 10-foot away. No good. And then Maddie comes off the floor going for the rebound and gets a little revenge. Hamburger gets the rebound. Maddie Squires gets the foul. And Hamburger's going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1. 5 points, couple of boards now for Claire. And her first free throw is on the way and good. Earning the bonus for the Hawkettes. Don't forget, Kearney High is at Grand Island this afternoon. ESPN 1460 and 1550 starts at 5:15. Second free throw also good for Hamburger. Cuts the lead to one, 24-23. And the inbounds pass is thrown away by Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic thinks it's there. Well, now we'll double check that. The official was pointing Kearney Catholic's way, but what he meant to say was that he was pointing in the corner. Kearney Catholic fans, yeah, now they're getting it right. They're giving it to St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic doesn't like the call, but they're not going to get to discuss it. So St. Cecilia now has a chance to take the lead, 40 seconds to go in the half. They'll spread it into their four corners here. With it is Sheehy. Bounce pass out front, knocked away Teal, but Farmer picks it up into the corner. Esch, she'll fire at three. It's too strong. Backside rebound. Maddie Squires has it for Kearney Catholic. And then she has it knocked out of bounds from behind. Chandra Farmer really getting it after it. Chandra needs to be careful. She's got two fouls. Doesn't want to pick up a cheap third before halftime. And she was all over the last two plays. Good aggression, but just don't get that foul. Calling trying to take it at her. She got tripped up and traveled. Stepped on another player's foot, and it threw her off course. And that's the fifth turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. So St. Cecilia still has 16 seconds to grab a lead here. Throw it into Farmer in the backcourt. 24-23 Stars at the moment. Farmer trots it up on Calling. Midcourt with nine. On the right side, Hamburger got by her defender. Puts up a 15-footer. It is good. Kearney Catholic will get it in. Calling from three-quarter court can't get it there. And that is your halftime score. St. Cecilia scores the last 4 points of the quarter to take the lead here at halftime against the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. It's a battle, and at half, Kearney Catholic trailing on the road. St. Cecilia 25, Kearney Catholic 24. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is next.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. It is halftime, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, It is 10-2. Hastings St. Cecilia leading 13-0. Kearney Catholic by a score of 25-24. The Hawkettes going for a trifecta this week, already beating Grand Island Northwest and Minden, and would love to snap Kearney Catholic's winning streak. Of course, Minden hadn't lost in the regular season since 2012 at home. They didn't lose in the regular season last year at all, their first loss this year. That's the same story for Kearney Catholic. Their first loss last year was in the sub-district final against Minden, and both eventually making it to the state tournament. St. Cecilia, Minden, Kearney Catholic all going deep last year, of course, down in Lincoln, and hoping to all get back again this year. 25-24 is your score. Our boys' game is coming up next, and you've got a matchup in the boys' game that will favor Hastings St. Cecilia. They have been undefeated on the season, but they actually showed a little humanness, I guess you will, over at Minden. Minden playing better. They had beaten Ravenna on Tuesday, and they played St. Cecilia to a four-point game at halftime before they were able to win it by 19. But St. Cecilia has really been good this year, only tested a couple of times. They've won a lot of close, well, not a lot, but they've won the close games. A four-pointer over Bishop Newman the opening weekend. In the holiday tournament, they went overtime to beat Class B Beatrice, their C2, of course. And then a one-point win over conference foe Lincoln Christian on the road just 1 week ago today. And it's been a busy time for them. This will be their fourth game in an eight-day period. But winning over Northwest and Minden earlier this week, a team that averages nearly 60 points a ball game. For Kearney Catholic, they have put together back-to-back wins over teams that have struggled this year in Lexington and St. Paul. That came after losses to teams that are setting close to the rankings or in the rankings in Grand Island Central Catholic and Wood River. They're I don't want to say a hard team to figure out, but they started to score the ball a little bit better after the holiday tournament. They had some trouble scoring the first couple weeks of the season, and that's why they had some losses. They started the season 1-3. Since then, they are 6-3 with the losses to St. Pat's, who's 10-1, Wood River, who's 10-3, and Central Catholic, who is 12-2. But St. Cecilia, the type of defense they play is what Kearney Catholic has struggled with against some of those opponents this season. Should be a good boys basketball game. Tip off somewhere around 4:30 this afternoon here on Classic Hits. 25-24 in the girls' game. St. Cecilia leads Kearney Catholic by one. We'll be back and look at the halftime numbers right after this.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our girls' game. Starting with the stars of Kearney Catholic, Allie Prasoski has hit a three-point bucket for her total. We have Whitney Colling with 2 points on a pair of free throws and one rebound. Kylie Teal has hit a three-point bucket for her total, one rebound. Morgan Teal has also hit a three-point bucket. Maddie Squires has 7 points, four rebounds, and a block shot. And Caitlin Long has 6 points, one rebound, and one block shot. Three rebounds in the first quarter, four in the second. Free throw shooting 2 of 4 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. As far as three-point shooting, the Stars were 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first and 5 in the second. Kearney Catholic foul situation, 2 apiece on Morgan Teal, Maddie, and Anna Squires. 9 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second at the half. Kearney Catholic, one of their lower outputs of the year, but that's to be expected. 24 points, 7 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 7 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for St. Cecilia right after this.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Specials this week, a 2013 Impala, $15,975, or a 2011 Sonata for $13,975. Colorado and South Street in Hastings and kirshnersautocorner.com.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Lil Sheehy hasn't scored but does have three rebounds. Claire Hamburger leads the way as usual with 9 points, two rebounds. Chandra Farmer, 6 points, a rebound, and a block. Carly Wright, 4 points, three rebounds, and a block. Chelsea Prevett, 2 points, a rebound, and a block. And Lucy Skok, 4 points, eight rebounds, and one block shot. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting was all in the second quarter for the Hawkettes, where they were 4 out of 6. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 7 of the first quarter and 5 in the second. Foul situation, Chandra Farmer, the only Hawkette that has 2. 13 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, St. Cecilia has 25 points, 18 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, and 12 turnovers. St. Cecilia, 25, Kearney Catholic, 24 at halftime. And Kearney Catholic used about 8 minutes in the locker room, and St. Cecilia, with 1:40 on our halftime clock, has still not emerged out of the locker room, and here they come right now. So a lot of coaching going on in what's been a very tight ball game. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Let's look at our seeds to success for the second half of these ball clubs, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed professional, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Go to pioneer.com and your mobile, pioneer.com, on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer. St. Cecilia up by 1 despite being down 5 in the turnover category. They did force a few more in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic made some three-pointers. So they're shooting 50% from three-point land and are still down 1. You have to think if St. Cecilia can take better care of the basketball, they're going to be in great shape here in the second half. Both teams have been pretty balanced so far in the contest. Kearney Catholic, who's used to hitting the boards pretty good, has to do a better job here because Lucy Skok is dominating them at the moment. Those are the seeds to success brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seeds professional. St. Cecilia will get the ball to start the third quarter. Try the back cut. Deflected away, Maddie Squires, but it is grabbed on the far corner by Chandra Farmer, who comes out for a three. It is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Whitney Colling. And as she tries to get up the floor, the ball is lost and out of bounds. And Coach Rick Petrie wants a little bit of satisfaction over here, wanting a whistle that time as there was some contact. St. Cecilia with the basketball. Over to Hamburger. Off the screen, open three, top of the key, short again. They have not been able to find the range, but it comes all the way out to Skok. Skok with another rebound, her ninth. To Farmer, underneath, short jumper is up, and it is in for Carly Wright. And the first points of the second half belong to St. Cecilia. They lead it by three. Their biggest lead of the first half was six at 13-7. Kearney Catholic's biggest lead has only been 3 points. And now a foul at the other end as Squires on the pick and roll. They're going to call a grab on Carly Wright. Her first, team's first. Well, the number one Morningside women did defeat Hastings College this afternoon. 60-46, the final score. Morningside over Hastings College. The men getting ready to go at the top of the hour on 1230 AM KHAS. Morningside men are ranked 12th in the country. Maddie Squires will hit the first free throw. Second free throw is also good. She leads the Stars with 9 points, 27-26 St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic coming out in a zone trap again. St. Cecilia's been able to handle it for the most part into Hamburger's hands. She'll slowly dribble across the timeline to the right side of the key. Back up top to Sheehy, high post to Farmer. Gets out of there with it. Swings it over to Wright. Got tripped up as she brought it into the paint. The ball got away. Just stepped on a foot again. We've seen that 3 or 4 times, both teams this afternoon. Stars with a chance to take the lead. A long three by Teal. It is no good. And the ball fought for, and the long rebound comes out to Whitney calling her third. She'll give it to Teal, guarded out there by Sheehy. Backs her way in, spin with the right hand, it's good. And Kearney Catholic will regain the lead. 28-27, 6:20 to go, third quarter. In a back-and-forth girls' ball game here at Chapman Gymnasium. Chandra Farmer between the circles, guarded by Colling. Stars with a matchup zone. St. Cecilia's done a good job of sneaking a post player behind it most of the night. They about did it again off the high screen. Here's Hamburger's 15-footer, and Claire drains it. She's got 11. Hamburger having a great game, her. And it's 29-28 St. Cecilia as the teams exchange buckets yet again. Calling up the floor, works the left, now to the right. Crossover dribble draws the double team to Maddie Squires. Tries to lob it into Anna, working on Skok. Left-hand scoop, missed it, had a good move, and then contact probably could have been called for a third foul. Anna's the one that hit the ground, and Skok gets her 10th rebound. To the other end come the Stars. Defensively, they get set up. Chandra Farmer underneath. Calling dove for it. The ball is knocked away. Turnover St. Cecilia. 2-on-2. Squires brings it in. Draws contact. Missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Carly Wright. And St. Cecilia back on the offense. Hamburger drives to the right side of the key, all the way out and out of the wing. We'll stop there and hand it off to Wright. Skip pass, trying to get it on the left wing to Sheehy. It's tipped away. Maddie Squires with the steal, takes it in again, and this time she'll be fouled. Kearney Catholic hasn't been able to finish off many transition attempts after the steal, but they will go to the line, and Chandra Farmer with her third personal foul. And Coach Tim Farmer doesn't want to lose her out there on the floor. That changes the complexion of the game a little bit. Maddie to shoot two. And the first one this time is no good. Maddie has to be a little winded. She just did 3 straight sprints up and down the floor on both ends. Michelle Messbarger is in for Whitney Colling. 5:02 to go in the third quarter. 29-28 St. Cecilia. Second free throw, Maddie Squires. No good. Rebound tipped around, and they're going to have to call Messbarger for the foul. That's one of those. If St. Cecilia grabs it, they wouldn't have blown the whistle, but they didn't. And Kearney Catholic was going to get it. Michelle Messbarger with her first personal foul. St. Cecilia basketball. Carly Wright would have had that board had it not been pummeled out of her hands. St. Cecilia being patient to break the press. Chandra Farmer stays in the game with 3 fouls and 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. See how much the Stars want to try and test her when they get the ball back. Dribbling into the double team on the left elbow. Knocked away Messbarger. Chandra gets it back. Should have wide open right underneath, but they don't see her. High post to Skok. Kearney Catholic getting a hand on the ball again, and now Messbarger picks it off, and she's got an uncontested layup. Michelle will finish, and the Stars regain the lead. First bucket of the ball game for Michelle, and the turnover starting to bite St. Cecilia in the ankle again. 4 for them, none for Kearney Catholic here in the third quarter. Hamburger crossover dribble got by Prasoski, lobs it into the corner to Sheehy. Lil with a left-hand dribble brings it into the paint, and Kearney Catholic left their feet, so they're going to get the foul. They sandwich the block shot, and the foul is going to be called on Anna Squires. That'll be her third. Could have been on her or Long. Sheehy to the line now looking for her first point of the basketball game. On the way, and it is short. Boys game will follow. A lot more basketball and wrestling next week here on Classic Hits. Next Saturday, the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Meet up at Loup City. Second free throw now for Sheehy, up and in, and we are tied 30-30, and St. Cecilia is going to use another timeout. They have only two remaining. That could be crucial if it's close at the end. Timeout on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 4:13 to go in the third quarter. The Hawkettes and Stars are tied at 30.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back at Chapman Gymnasium, a Saturday afternoon matinee, Tri-City flavor, Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia girls, 30-30 with 4:13 to go in the third. Full court pressure by the Hawkettes. The Stars will get it in Messbarger, working on Chandra Farmer, playing with those three fouls. Messbarger will bring it all the way into the front court, give it to Prasoski. Alley on the right wing, looks for a back cut, posting up Caitlin Long. Long spins. Left hand off the front of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, but Lucy Skokin with a great job of boxing out her 11th board. Here come the Hawkettes running the other way. Layup good. Claire Hamburger with 13. And the Hawkettes are back up top, 32-30. Stars into the front court. Anna Squires full steam ahead. She's going all the way in and draws the foul. When Anna got the ball at midcourt, she wasn't stopping. Lucy Skokin, her second foul. Anna will go to the line. She has yet to score in the ball game. This will be her first free throw attempt. And it is on the way and in. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action throughout the year on our network of stations, PlatteRiverPreps.com, and today on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. Second free throw, Anna Squires on the way, and we are tied again. 32-32. Both Squires, Long, Messbarger, and, well, they just took Anna out, so let's reset that. Both Teals, Long, Messbarger, out there on the floor with Maddie Squires. For Hastings St. Cecilia, their original starting five, Sheehy, Hamburger, Farmer, Wright, and Skoke. They have not used as much of their bench as Kearney Catholic so far. Tried to trap out front. Somehow Hamburger saved it, then Chandra Farmer got open underneath for the layup. The Stars nearly ripped it away, but when they didn't, St. Cecilia had the advantage. Chandra now with 8 points, Hamburger with the beautiful assist. And the Stars throw it away at the other end. A little miscommunication there. That'll be their first turnover of the half. But despite winning the turnover battle, Kearney Catholic is losing the game at the moment. And some substitutions here for Coach Tim Farmer. He'll go back to Prevett and Esch in the game. 34-32 St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic hasn't been in a tight game this late. Even in the three that were relatively close, they would have had a good cushion by now. Farmer on the right side of the key. One dribble. Bounce pass out top. Might have been kicked, but they let it go. Carly Wright wrestles for it. Over to Farmer. Skokes out of the game right now, and here's Messbarger going for a steal, called for the reach-in foul. Her second, team's third. Calling back in for Kearney Catholic. And checking out will be Michelle Messbarger. Kearney Catholic's fewest points this season was on that second game of the year against Centura, where they won 46-23. Miscommunication on the inbounds, and St. Cecilia throws it away. Maddie Squires two-on-one to the trailer. Morgan Teal, Wright recovers, blocks the shot. Kearney Catholic will grab it, though. Up top, Jordan Streit. Three-pointer for Jordan is too strong. Rebound comes out to Esch. Looking for somebody to get the ball to. Finds Farmer. On the outlet, she'll quickly bring it into the front court. 34-32, Hawkettes, 2:20 to go. Third quarter here on Classic Hits. Farmer trying to get a screen set here to get it back to Hamburger and dribble it off her foot. Another St. Cecilia turnup over to Colling. She's fouled on the layup. It will not go. The foul on Carly Wright will be her second, but Again, all these turnovers by St. Cecilia, yet Kearney Catholic is not cashing in very many of them. They're getting some free throw opportunities, but as far as out of these 18 turnovers, the number of points that you could track down for the Stars is minimal. Free throw is up and in for Whitney Colling. She's 3 of 3 at the line for all of her points. Kearney Catholic just 2 buckets in the quarter. 9 points overall for St. Cecilia. Free throw good. We are tied again at 34. Kearney Catholic is 6 out of 8 at the line here in quarter number 3 to keep them tied at 34. 2 minutes to go in the third. Hamburger with a left-hand dribble across the timeline, working on Morgan Teal. Cut off to the high post. Pass deflected as Wright tried to go backside to Farmer. Long got a hand on it. Boys game coming up next. Undefeated St. Cecilia against Kearney Catholic at about 4:30. Maybe even later than that, depending on what happens here. Long 3. Chandra Farmer off the inbounds is no good. Long rebound pulled down by Morgan Teal. Outlet pass to Colling, back to Teal, but it's well covered, so they'll kick it out to Maddie Squires. To Morgan in the right-hand corner, knocked out of her hand, steal made by Hamburger. Claire outlet pass to Wright underneath. She overthrew Esch. So both teams trying to get an easy one in transition, and both teams turning it over. So Kearney Catholic will throw the basketball in. Back in, Skok and Sheehy in this 7-player St. Cecilia rotation. Coming out will be Prevett and Wright. 34-all, 1:36 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic with a basketball. Have to take it out of the corner, try to throw it into stride, and reaching around, committing the foul is Reagan Esch. Her first, 5th foul of the half on the Hawkettes. We'll do it all over again. Difference is the Stars won't have to take it out in the corner, a little more room to operate. Maddie Squires will get it into Jordan Streit. Jordan one-on-one on Esch will bring it all the way into the front court. Fire it over on the left side of the key to Colling. Posting up long. Led her too far. Ball loose. And a foul on St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer just got her 4th on the loose ball foul. Colling was going into the corner to save it, and Chandra ran up her back, and that is a huge call for St. Cecilia, and Coach Tim Farmer is going to have to sub. 1:25 to go in the third. Chandra Farmer with her 4th foul. So it's not a big deal here over the last 90 seconds of the quarter, but how long do you put her on the bench in the fourth? Kearney Catholic to throw it in front court. To Jordan Streit. Long gets a good post-up move, turnaround layup good. That's about as deep as Long's going to be able to get in the paint. She now has 8. Kearney Catholic regains the lead, 36-34. Hamburger handling the point. Over to Sheehy. That's the good thing about the Hawkettes. You got enough talent, you should be able to overcome that foul. Looking inside right in the paint. Now wide open, Hamburger for the 3, but that won't go. No 3s falling, and Maddie Squires has the rebound. St. Cecilia made their first 3. They've missed 9 in a row since then. 50 seconds to go in the quarter, and the Stars have the ball and the lead for the first time in the half. In the corner to Colling. Whitney, deep corner there, guarded by Wright. Comes off the screen to the high post. Wanted a pick and roll. Nowhere to go. Has to get out of there to Morgan Teal. Back to Colling, and they'll reset it. We're down to 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Morgan Teal, right corner, against the man-to-man of the Hawkettes. Long and Skok battling. Pick and roll, and the pass was off the mark because the screen was set beautifully. The Stars turn it over, and St. Cecilia throws it right back to him in the backcourt. Maddie Squires rolls it off the foot of Hamburger and out of bounds. It's gotten a little ugly here the last couple of minutes. It did that at the end of the second quarter. It looked like the end of a prize fight where everybody knew they had to get their punches in the last 30 seconds. Stars will have what should be the final possession here in the third quarter. 14 seconds. They'll take it into the backcourt. Prasoski re-enters. So does Kylie Teal. They'll get it into Messbarger. Clear it out. Michelle will bring it into the front court with 10. Left-hand dribble brings it to the wing. Gives it off to Colling. Colling dribbles into the triple team, back to Messbarger, out to Teal, drop step, going to put a 19-footer on the way, and it is good, and that'll end the quarter. And Kearney Catholic takes the lead at the end of the third quarter of play on Kylie Teal's 7th point, and it's actually the biggest lead of the game for the Stars. Kearney Catholic 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 34. We're back with more top 5 action after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
A lot of things to look at as we head into the fourth quarter of play. Kearney Catholic scores the final 6 points of the third, and they get the ball to start the fourth, 38-34. Hawkettes didn't get much in the paint that third quarter as Lucy Skoke was shut out. Prevett wasn't able to do anything inside as well. Let's see if they can do a better job of that here in the fourth. Messbarger into the front court. Crossover dribble into the paint. Comes around the left-hand dribble and scoops it up and in. All Michelle Messbarger off that screen, and it's 40-34. Stars now by six. Chandra Farmer remains in the game with those four fouls here. She's got it in the right-hand corner. Original starting five out there for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic with a little potpourri, but St. Cecilia with the skip pass throws it away again. 21 turnovers for the Hawkettes, 10 for Kearney Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, they have Long, Anna Squires, Messbarger, Persosky, and Kylie Teal on the floor. Michelle working on Farmer, who's got those four fouls. You'd think they want to keep it in Messbarger's hands. That's how she got free last time on the post. Anna Squires and a hook going to be called on Carly Wright. Coming around for the double team, third foul on Wright. And that puts Kearney Catholic in the bonus for the rest of the game. Anna Squires 2-for-2 at the line. Those are her only 2 points of the game. 9 for Maddie Squires, 8 for Caitlin Long. Free throw short. Rebound. Messbarger got it. Put it up. It's blocked by Skoke and taken away. So here comes St. Cecilia needing some points. Farmer coast to coast, and they're going to get Allie Persosky for a reach in. Her first, fourth team foul on the Stars. 7-11 to go, 40-34, Kearney Catholic. An 8-0 run by the Stars. Inbound to Wright. Trying to set Hamburger up for a screen three, but the Stars are all over that. Not much that these two teams can't cover. Over to Lil Sheehy. Back between the circles, Hamburger off the screen to the right elbow, gets it to Farmer. Stars switch, they're back in the zone. Over to Sheehy, she's going to try a three. It is off the mark, no good. Long rebound, chasing it down. Hamburger does just in front of her own bench, and they'll get another chance here for St. Cecilia. Farmer, skip past the Sheehy. Dribble drive through the double team. She's going to get the foul. Two free throws coming up for Lil Sheehy. And the foul is on Allie Persosky, her second. For Lil, she has just the 1 point on one of two shooting at the free throw line. And the free throw is up and good. Doug Duda with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Chapman Gymnasium. 13-0, C1 top-ranked Kearney Catholic, 10-2, C2 third-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia, who's coming off two wins this week against Grand Island Northwest and Minden, trying to make it three in a row. They trail at the moment by four as both free throws are good for Lil Sheehy. 40-36, Kearney Catholic, 6.5 to go here on Classic Hits as Colling brings it into the front court to Maddie Squires, who's re-entered. Stars have their original starting five on the floor for maybe the first time since the start of the game. They've been mixing them up pretty good. Persosky with it out the top of the circle, guarded there by Hamburger. Calling on the back cut cover. Swings it over to Teal. Sheehy on her. Kylie, 360 move, comes up, knocked out of her hands, and out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Good deflection and way to stick with it defensively there for St. Cecilia. I believe that was Sheehy. Yeah, Sheehy that was guarding Teal. Stars were thrown in on their baseline. Nobody guarding the inbound. Looking inside the paint, Squires is double-teamed, so they give it to Kylie Teal. Short corner left side. Crossover, tries to get it to Anna. They've really cut her down. Back to Teal. Three-pointer, Kylie, is good. A three-point bucket for Kylie Teal, her second. She now has 10, and it's 43-36. Kearney Catholic by 7, their largest lead of the afternoon. Farmer into the corner. St. Cecilia looking for buckets. They've got to answer right back here, you would think. They've done a good job defensively, but they have got to keep up offensively. Top of the circle with the Sheehy. High post, anticipating the pass, but Wright got it underneath. The Farmer leaves it off for Skoke. Great ball movement by the Hawkettes, and they'll lay it up and in. First point since the first quarter for Skoke. She's got 6 on the assist. Farmer, who made the one extra pass, and it's 43-38. Prusoski trying to go coast to coast. Stops in the paint, kicks it out to Maddie Squires. Doesn't want the three. Anna Squires and Lucy Skoke are really hand-to-hand fighting down there. Squires pass inside, deflected back to her, out to Anna. Drop step, she'll drive in. Left-hand scoop shot is good, but they're going to call a walk. And it'll go back over to St. Cecilia. First turnover of the quarter on Kearney Catholic. Sometimes that walk gets called when they don't want to call the block charge, and that what it appeared to be right there. Calling all over the place. Nearly a great steal. She ends up in the crowd, but pops right back up. Farmer for 3. It is short. Still can't buy one from the outside. Prusoski will get the rebound. And the intensity picking up with 4:40 to go in the game. 43-38 Stars. Spin move, Prusoski, right side of the key. She'll scoop it off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by Anna Squires. That is her first rebound of the game. Trying to pick and roll again. It is so well defended by St. Cecilia. They've done a great job with that today. Maddie Squires will dribble out between the circles and let everybody get reset. Prusoski, one-on-one. She'll take off the 3 from the dribble. In and out, no good. Ball batted around, and it goes out of bounds. And they'll say off of Kearney Catholic. Stars are now 5 of 12 from three-point land. Stars sub in. Long, Messbarger, Prusoski, Kylie Teal, Anna Squires. For St. Cecilia, it's still their original 5. Skoke, Wright, Farmer, Hamburger, Sheehy. 4 minutes to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 43, St. Cecilia 38. St. Cecilia made a little push at the end of the first half. Can they do it again here? Trying that backside to Farmer. She does a great job just to save it. Out for 3. Sheehy hits it. And a timeout, St. Cecilia. They'll have 1 remaining. The first 3-point made since the first shot of the game by Hastings St. Cecilia. And so, with 3:49 to go in the game, we're down to a 1-possession contest. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, Kearney Catholic 43, Hastings St. Cecilia 41.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Back in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, Doug Duda with you here at Chapman Gymnasium. A 3-pointer by Lil Sheehy has cut the lead to 2. Hawkettes down 43-41, but they have just 1 timeout remaining. Kearney Catholic will bring it into the front court. Messbarger hands it off to Prusoski. Her defender fell. Alley for 3. Off the mark, no good. And nobody grabs a rebound. In fact, Sheehy just boxes everybody out and lets it roll out of bounds. St. Cecilia basketball with a chance to tie. They are led by Claire Hamburger with 13, 8 for Chandra Farmer, 6 for Sheehy, and for Wright. Kearney Catholic has 10 from Kylie Teal, 9 from Maddie Squires, 8 from Caitlin Long. 43-41, hard screen, puts Calling to the ground, swing it over to Farmer, a 3 for the lead. Chandra got it! Back-to-back threes. Chandra Farmer now with 11, and St. Cecilia with the lead, 44-43. They had missed 11 consecutive threes, but back-to-back bring them on top, 44-43. It is an 8-0 run by St. Cecilia after the biggest lead of the game was attained by Kearney Catholic. And a hand-check foul called on Hamburger at the other end will send Whitney Colling to the line for a 1-1. Whitney has hit four free throws. That is her point total here today. As we said, Kearney Catholic is 71% shooting free throw team, but they haven't been in a tight game late in the fourth. Or you can tense up a little bit more, but Colling drops it in. And we are tied 44-44 in the fourth. 3:06 remains. Second free throw. Whitney puts it up and in. 45-44. Kearney Catholic regains the lead. St. Cecilia will get it into Chandra Farmer. She picked up her fourth foul with 1:25 to go in the third, and she's been able to stay clean since then. Big screen set by Sheehy on Messbarger. Allows the ball into the front court. Ball almost got through Hamburger's hands. She grabbed it before it went out of bounds, and they'll reset. 2:50 to go. 45-44, Kearney Catholic. It's been a great one here from Chapman. Will we end it in regulation, or will we play extra? Up top is Sheehy. Dribbles to the free throw line, and there's three stars in there to sandwich her, and a foul going to be called. Sheehy forced the action, and Colling called for her first personal foul. Sixth team foul, but it was on the shot, so Sheehy, who's 3 of 4 at the line, will go to the line to shoot two with a chance to regain the lead. And the first one is up and rattles around it in. Lil with 6 of her 7 points here in the quarter. And now a chance to take the lead again. Awfully quiet for the good crowd that's here. It's good. And Lil Sheehy hits them both. The teams exchange free throws, and it's 46-45 St. Cecilia. 2:35 to go as Colling brings it into the front court. They spread that floor, get the lane wide open so the Stars can get some room. Anna Squires and Skok, what a battle that has been. Lucy has had a great game defensively. Up top, Teal lobs it into Anna, gets free underneath. Layup is good. A rare pick-and-roll finish for the Stars. That is Anna Squires' first bucket of the game. 47-46, Kearney Catholic. Back and forth we go with 2:10 remaining. Another screen set. Farmer brings it to the right baseline. Underneath the hoop, kicks it out for a three. Hamburger got it, 3 in a row. Claire Hamburger with 16. 49-47. Kearney Catholic looks to get the ball into Messbarger. About lost where they were. Maddie Squires didn't realize she had two teammates there. Michelle into the front court. Off the screen, try to get it to Anna Squires again, but deflected out of bounds by Lucy Skok. And it'll be Kearney Catholic ball, and Kearney Catholic going to call a timeout. Good timeout. They were going right back to what they did last time. St. Cecilia was all over it. So with 1:41 remaining here in the basketball game, St. Cecilia 49, Kearney Catholic 47. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Kearney Catholic will possess the ball underneath their own hoop. The original five starters are in there for the Stars, and Whitney Colling will throw it in. The original five starters on the floor for St. Cecilia as well. Stars down two. Tried to get it into Squire. She tripped. They lost the ball. Farmer with the steal going coast to coast. She'll lay it up. And a late whistle for a push and a foul call will send Chandra Farmer to the line to shoot two. Maddie Squires giving her the shove. That'll be her third. And a chance to make it a two-possession ball game. Almost reminiscent of what St. Cecilia did at the end of the first half. Free throw, Farmer, no. Chandra with 11 points. Her first free throw miss of the game. She is 2 of 3 from the line. Second free throw up, and that's good. A three-point lead. Chandra Farmer with 12 points in the ball game. And it's now 50-47. By far the most points the Stars have given up this year. Pick and roll covered again. Out top, Maddie Squires. 90 seconds to go. Teal, a long three for the tie, and it is no good. Rebound fought for. Whitney Colling has it on the baseline and gets out of there with it to give the Stars another chance. Persosky for three, well off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Skok. And St. Cecilia with the ball and a three-point lead, a minute 10 to go. A jump ball goes to St. Cecilia. Both teams are in the one-and-one. St. Cecilia has it out top to Farmer. Kearney Catholic gets into a man-to-man. Farmer with the drive. Scoop shot. High off the glass, and it went in. Chandra Farmer attacks and scores. 52-47. Kearney Catholic down five. Could two undefeated teams go down in back-to-back St. Cecilia games? Timeout, Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia trying to do the near impossible here in this third week of January. They were down 43-36 and have went on a 16-4 run with 42 seconds remaining in the game. St. Cecilia 52, Kearney Catholic 47. We'll be right back.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
St. Cecilia has made their last three threes after starting the game 1 of 12. 52-47, St. Cecilia, 42 seconds to go, Kearney Catholic ball. Calling to throw it in to Messbarger. Out at midcourt, high post to Squires. Trying to post up long, forced it in there, and it's easily picked off. And the Stars, put in this situation for the first time this year, have turned it over again. St. Cecilia trying to dribble out clock. Stars need to foul. Almost stolen away, right with it. 23 seconds to go. Stars still not fouling. And finally, with 20 seconds to go, they do. Foul on Kylie Teal, her second. And we talked about it. By playing tighter games, St. Cecilia would have the advantage at this point, and they have shown it. It is Claire Hamburger to shoot a 1-1. If she makes them both, that would just about do it. 52-47, Hawkettes trying to get their first win in a while over the Stars. It's up. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Stars will push it up. Squires lobs it up to Teal. That's Morgan. She'll fire up a three-pointer from the corner and hit it. Timeout. 11 seconds to go. Morgan wasn't even sure if she was behind the line. And Morgan Teal knocks down a three-pointer to keep this one interesting. 11 seconds remain in the game. 52-50, St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic will have to put on some backcourt defense here. The Stars had missed four consecutive three-pointers. We'll take a break and be right back.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Save big during the January clearance event at Furniture Direct. It's time to treat yourself to a better night's sleep with a Beauty Rest Queen set as low as $4.99. Or try the innovative Simmons Curve Gel Memory Foam at $6.99 for a queen set. Use our convenient 24-month interest-free financing on qualifying purchases. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Well, you could watch this kind of basketball every single night. This is as good as it gets. St. Cecilia quit turning the ball over, and they're ahead. And that's kind of what we were talking about coming out of the third quarter. And they only have one turnover here in the fourth. St. Cecilia, 52-50. They've got the ball against full court pressure with 11.5 seconds to go. To throw it in, Carly Wright. Looking for Farmer. She's double-teamed. They'll get it in. They'll get it into Sheehy, and she is fouled with 9.4. She just about got away from everybody. She was running so fast that she was either going to fall down on her own or the foul was going to be called. And so Lil Sheehy, 5 of 6 at the line, including 4 of 4 here in the quarter. It's the ninth foul, so it's still a 1-1. 9.4. She hits one, it puts the pressure on the star. She hits both, that's virtually going to do it. Kearney Catholic with one timeout remaining. And here we go. Free throw line for the junior, Lil Sheehy. The 1-1 takes a little extra time, puts it up, and it is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. And Kearney Catholic takes a quick timeout. 7.7 to go. The Stars will inbound it from just beyond half court. It is their final timeout of the game. St. Cecilia has provided some outstanding basketball, whether they're on the winning side or losing side over the last couple of years, whether it's Minden twice, whether it was Boone Central, whether it's some of their state tournament games. They're in another one-possession game again. Kearney Catholic, three-point shooting, 2 of 6 in this quarter, 6 of 16 in the game. Their three-point shooters, Kylie Teal, Morgan Teal, each have hit a couple here today. Maddie Squires hit one, Prasoski hit one. I would assume you throw Maddie out and take those other three if that's what you're looking at, or do the Stars just try to get the ball inside, maybe draw a foul and tie this up from the free throw line. A lot of options, plenty of time, not a ton of time, but plenty of time to get it up, make 3 or 4 passes, and get a shot away. St. Cecilia missed the front end of both ends of 1-and-1s that could have salted this one away. 52-50, Hawkettes with the lead. Kearney Catholic to throw it in. Anna Squires to do so. Messbarger has also checked in. Prasoski, Teal, Colling. They'll go deep back court to Messbarger. She'll push it up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Spread the lane. Michelle, double team, turns, kicks it out. Prasoski, a three for the win. It's over everything, and that's the game. Prasoski had to back up to take the three, and she nearly banked it in. But that is the ball game, and Kearney Catholic falls for the first time in 2 regular seasons here today to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. One of the most incredible weeks that any team could have had. St. Cecilia beats Northwest, undefeated Minden, and undefeated Kearney Catholic in 5 nights. St. Cecilia 52, Kearney Catholic 50. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show is coming up next on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, where our girls' game, it was a great one. 52-50, Hastings St. Cecilia prevails at home on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in January. The last time Kearney Catholic lost a regular season game was to Pierce, who then went on to win the first of back-to-back state championships. And the beauty of this game is that, you know what, folks? The only thing that even could possibly matter is that Kearney Catholic won't be in the all-class top 10 probably if they win the state championship. And Hastings St. Cecilia validates, and I'll tell you another thing, it brings Lincoln Christian into play. They are right in those rankings with Kearney Catholic and Minden, and they beat St. Cecilia by 1 point. So this C1 field could get very interesting if they can all make it to the state tournament. What a game here today when it looked like Kearney Catholic, like they've done so many times over the past few seasons, were going to pull away late in the ball game. Or in the fourth quarter, like they had done the last handful of seasons. St. Cecilia finally hit a couple of threes, overcame that 7-point deficit, went on a 9-0 run, and ended up winning the ball game. It was a 16-4 run overall, 52-50. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look at the final numbers now, and we will start with the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michelle Messbarger, 4 points, one rebound. Allie Prasoski, 3 points, one rebound. Whitney Colling went 6 for 6 at the line for her 6 points, four rebounds. Kylie Teal, 10 points, led the Stars, one rebound. Morgan Teal, a pair of threes, including the three that got it to two here. She had the last bucket, 6 points, one rebound. Maddie Squires, 9 points, five rebounds and a block. Caitlin Long, 8 points, one rebound and a block. Anna Squires, 4 points and four rebounds. The Stars were handled on the boards today, although the teams didn't miss much in that second half. 7 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first, 8 of 11 in the second. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, but 2 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, as you would expect, fell off a little bit, but still about 35% for the game. Turnovers for Kearney Catholic, 7 in the first half and 6 in the second half. The Stars had 24 points at halftime. They scored 26 in the second half, and they finished with 50 points, 18 rebounds, 12 out of 17 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 13 turnovers. And Kearney Catholic suffers their first loss of the year to fall to 13-1. They will take on Donovan Trumbull at home Tuesday, and then they have Wayne coming in next Saturday afternoon. They still have Guardian Angels coming up in a special game on the 29th. So they've got the best part of their schedule starting today still to come. We'll look at the final numbers for St. Cecilia after this on the New West postgame show.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you. Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for Hastings St. Cecilia on the New West postgame show. Went according to basically the way their season has as far as the balance. Lil Sheehy scored 7 of her 8 points in the fourth quarter. She also had 3 rebounds and a block. Claire Hamburger led the way today with 16 points and 3 rebounds. Chandra Farmer, 14 points, a rebound and a block. Carly Wright, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Reagan Ash had a rebound. Josie Prevett, 2 points, a rebound, and a block. And Lucy Skok, 6 points, a game-high 12 rebounds, and 2 block shots. What an impressive sophomore Lucy Skok is. Folks, this is a name you're going to want to remember if you don't know about her already. Lucy Skok did a great job of taking care defensively today for Hastings St. Cecilia, limiting the post play of Kearney Catholic. 18 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half. They hit their last 3 to get that lead and keep it. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 9 in the second half. They were able to overcome those turnovers. 25 points at halftime, 27 points in the second half. And St. Cecilia finishes with 52 points, 27 rebounds, 10 out of 16 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from 3-point land, 7 block shots, and 21 turnovers. And Hastings St. Cecilia has now won their 11th game of the year. They go to 11-2 with a 52-50 win over Kearney Catholic. And what a game they had today. What a game they had on Thursday, beating Minden by 1 and Kearney Catholic today by 2. Up next for St. Cecilia, it's not over yet. Friend, who, when they played them last year, I believe was number one. They'll host them next Thursday night. And then Friday, it's off to Aquinas. But Friend comes in, who's 11-3 at D1 school, on Thursday night. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We're 20 minutes away from the boys' game. C2, top-ranked and undefeated Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Kearney Catholic. And that game will tip off right around 4:40 here this afternoon. And don't forget, at 5:15, the Kearney High Bearcats are at Grand Island in a doubleheader on ESPN 1460 and 1550. St. Cecilia 52, Kearney Catholic 50. For our producer engineer back at the studio, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here. More basketball 15 minutes away.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.